Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
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 Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, this is Isaac. This is, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, how you doing? This is
Yeah, say it one more time.
I said, this is P. Cody, the single songwriter from Orlando, Florida. I'm here to do the...
Hey. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
How
yourself?
I'm fine about my lateness, man. I was trying to connect you over the switchboard, and then that hung up. I said, what's going on? But nevertheless, man, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
It happens in radio, man. That's part of radio, man. I'll share that little secret with you. But, nevertheless, man, do me a favor, introduce yourself, man. Let the listeners know who you are. Let them know what you're getting ready to do, man, what you're getting ready to take over, man.
Okay. For those who don't know who I am, this is the singer extraordinaire, songwriter D. Cody from Orlando, Florida. And I'm here to bring you guys good music. I'm here to bring you guys the essence of R&B, which is so needed right now in this game. I'm also here to let you guys know that that the love movement that D. Cody is bringing is official, and you guys are going to enjoy it. Trust me. My album Us Against the World is out right now. You guys can go to my website, which is decodingmusic.com, and check it out. You also go to my Reverb Nation page to check out, some of the things that I'm doing and stuff. I mean, it's going to be great, man. This is an awesome movement.
Okay. So let us know, man, how did this all start out? How did you, know that you can sing, man? Who told you sound like Luther, man? How did this all start out?
Hey, if I sound like Luther, that'd be a problem, especially with the ladies. But what happened was I started singing when I was like 6 years old, man. I came from a gospel background where, my mom sung in the church and my grandma sung in the church and, my
right.
grandfather, everyone, came up in the church and stuff. So I knew at a young age to where music is what I wanted to do. I started writing songs at around about 10 years old. Yeah, roughly around about 10 or whatnot. And it just so happened from there. It's like I've always, wanted to be part of music, have some sort of influence when it comes to music, man. I mean, I grew up to where on Sundays we listen to James Cleveland, but then on Saturdays they have some Al Green and some Isley Brothers, so music was always a part of me and my family, so I always that was part of what I wanted to do.
Right, okay. So when did you decide that you wanted to take it on a more professional level?
It was around about, I was 12 years old. When I was 12 years old, I was in a group called Something Special. We were a young, immature, but then we were little boys in Midfield. I was in that group or whatnot, and that's when I knew as a child that I wanted to take it to, to become, the next Brian McKnight or the next Joe or whatnot. I really buckled down and got serious in high school. I started talking to a couple of labels when I was in high school and whatnot, because I was really trying to get into the industry whatnot. And, started doing some songwriting, met a couple of mentors that was telling me, brush up on your songwriting. If you really want to take it to the next level, become a songwriter first. You can sing, but write your own songs and stuff. So, and then from there it just took off. I just started to pursue it, more efficiently.
So far, are you satisfied where you are right now?
No, I'm not satisfied. The reason why I say that is because, honestly, I don't think I'll never be satisfied. It's like, I'll be satisfied. It's kind of a hard question to ask because it's like, for those who work with me, they know that I'm a perfectionist, and it's like, I won't be satisfied till my music is heard around the world and people know who I am. I want everyone to know D. Cody. I want everyone to know the type of music that I bring, and I want people to know that, it's kind of like a Michael Jackson song comes on, and let's say the song, The Way You Make Me Feel, you may hear that song in Japan, and everyone knows that's Michael Jackson. That type of impact, that's when I'll be semi-satisfied when I have that impact to where my music's been played all over the world and everyone knows that song. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's that D. Cody song. You know, they may not, you know, speak a lick of English, but they know that song because it's a D. Cody song, you know. So that's right. When I think I'll be a bit satisfied.
Right, okay. So what have you been currently working on right now? What's your current project?
Oh, my current project is Us Against the World that we just completed, actually. It was released in November 2010. You guys make sure you check it out. And now I'm in the process of going to my second project. We're, you know, going to a couple of producers, and we're, you know, getting the songwriting down packed and everything. So we're getting ready to rock and roll again.
Mm-hmm. So are you signed to a label right now, or are you still looking?
Nope. I'm not signed to a label right now. I'm what they call the independent artist. Actually, when it comes to being signed to a label, I'm not really, you know, it depends. It depends on the situation. It's like right now I like the freedom that I have. I like being able to say, hey, you know what, I want to do this song. And, you know, and I'm going to be the writer of this song. You know, in most cases, a lot of the R&B singers, you know, I mean, they don't even write their own songs. They don't, you know, they can't really express themselves through their music because it's what the labels want them to sing about or write about or whatnot. And I like the freedom that I have. So it depends on the situation to where, you know, if a major label comes, you know, that's something that we'll have to discuss. But as far as right now, you know, I love my, you know, my artistic freedom that I have, and I'm able to bring to the world. So, you know, it's a blessing to me, the position I'm in right now.
Well, that's why when you get major recording contracts, that's why you make sure you have creative control over your material, so that will fall into place. But I'm not here to get school you on the music industry. Nevertheless, what's next for you, man? What's next for D. Cody, man? And I heard you before you answered that, man. I did hear your music, man. But me running a little late here. I uploaded your song, but unfortunately didn't get to the switchboard yet. But I'll definitely let my listeners hear your music, you know, at a later date. I'll let them hear your music, man. Let them know, you know, what you're about, man. I definitely let them know, support you. Nevertheless, so what's next for you?
What's next to me besides the second project is we're going to be starting to hit the road to do some tours, man, and do some shows. You know, we're working on that right now, and I got a couple of other projects that's in the works. So any songwriters out there or any singers out there who want to do any type of collabs or any type of or need a songwriter, I mean, you know, you can hit me up on my website, decodingmusic.com. You can go to my Twitter, D-Cody1. I mean, you know, but that's in a nutshell, that's what we're working on now. We're getting the shows lined up, and you know, while we're doing the second project.
Okay. And so let my listeners know where they can find out more information about you, your websites, and everything like that.
Okay. You can go to DCodyMusic.com. You can also go to Reverb Nation, and you can search D. Cody, ReverbNation.com/D. Cody. You can also hit me up on Twitter, which I'm under D. Cody1. Follow me on Twitter. And also on Facebook, you can type in D. Cody. I have my page on Facebook also. So you can hit me up at any time. Doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever. You know, hit me up any time. I'm always here. I'm always here for my fans, man. I'm always here to, you know, to speak to the people and connect. You know, that's my biggest thing. So, maybe,
so where do you see yourself 5 years from today?
5 years from today, I see myself winning a Grammy. I see myself winning a Grammy for one of my songs. One of the songs that I'm going to, you know, provide to the world. I see myself having a Grammy. I also see myself in a position to where, you know, I'll be able to have, you know, more of a voice when it comes to the community through my music. you know, kind of like how, you know, Alicia Keys, how she's over in Africa, you know, doing things for the children there in Africa, you know, be more of a person that's involved with the community through my music, you know, because what people fail to realize is that I think, you know, my personal opinion, I feel as if being an artist, especially a known artist or a celebrity, you know, you're kind of in that public eye. You're in the public eye to where people look up to you. You got people that see you as a role model. And me, you know, I take that very seriously. And I think that it's a blessing for someone to consider, you know, me as a role model. And I believe in 5 years, when I reach that status, I'll be able to use that positively and be able to be an influence through my music to the world. I just think it's just a blessing. Music, you know, especially right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was saying, but especially like I was just speaking with my business partner. Shout out to Darrell Peart, by the way. And we were talking about how over in Japan, people are so receptive to my music, and they can't even and you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure that they probably, you know, it's not as good as English as we are and whatnot, but it's just a matter of, you know, my music is being reached all over the world, and I feel as if, you know, that's going to propel me in 5 years to where, when I'm at that status, to where I'll be able to reach the masses, man, because, you know, I don't know if you listen to my album, you know, each of my songs, I'm talking about love, because I feel as if that's the element that's missing in R&B music, you know, because, you know, if you put on a track back, if, you know, from the 70s, like a Isley Brothers or Al Green, the message, Marvin Gaye especially, you know, there's always a message, and I feel as if, you know, today, I mean, it's getting to that point to where we're coming back to, you know, the messages and whatnot, but I feel as if in my music, my message is love, and that's one of the things that I'm going to continue to reach the masses on, as far as love and, you know, being in love and the whole ideal of love, you know, because we live in a day and age to where, you know, when someone starts talking about love, you're like, oh God, you know, I just came out of a bad relationship, I don't really believe in love, and you have to believe in love, man, you have to believe in love, and that's one of the things that I bring across in my music.
Alrighty, man. Well, it seems like you're a little expert on love, man.
Well, I wouldn't say an expert, but I would say I've been through enough, you know, things to where I know that, you know, love conquers all. I just put it that way.
Right. And how old are you now, man?
Me, I'm 28.
Oh, okay. I think she's still young, man.
Yeah, my mom said I'm still a baby, but, you know, I've been through some things, but
I'm coming from totally, man.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna keep you long, man. Anything else you want to get out there, man? You want the world to know, man?
I just want the world to know that Decode is gonna be coming soon to a city near you. Go cop the album. Go to my website, decodingmusic.com. You can also find me on iTunes. Type in Decoding. I'm on citybaby.com. Check out the album, Us Against the World. You won't be disappointed, I promise you. I want to thank all you guys for coming, you know, come on the station today and hearing me out. And much love to you too, Tim, for allowing me to come and express myself and to let the world know who I am. Appreciate it. Much love to you, brother.
Same to you, man. Listen, don't let this be your last visit on the show, man. Please feel free to come back anytime, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I have to have your number, man, so I'm going to definitely text you mine, man. That way you can always keep in touch with me, man. If you need any, you know, help with radio or anything, man, let me know, man. I'm going to text you my number, man. All right, is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool, man. I appreciate the love, man. Much love to you, brother. Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, you too.
Maybe they speak Italian, walk so high. I told you, baby, thanks a lot. My sponsor, he go and bye-bye. He ain't no square, he just like to share. In love with a tip of throwing honey in the air. Throw some over here. And Louis, drop the Louis, drop the Louis in my lap. And all my ladies say, the go, go, go say, hey, 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 say, hey, yeah. Fill up the drink for me, fill up the tank for me, so put something in the bank for me. In my hair, add a couple of tracks for flair. My sponsor, he go and bye bye bye. He must be a rapper, baller, doctor, dentist, corner boy, cook, chef, chemist. Yeah, I don't even care. Just as long as he don't say bye 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 bye. He ain't no square, he just like to share. In love with a sip of throwing honey in the air. Throw some over here. And Louis, drop the Louis, drop the Louis in my lap. All my ladies say, my go-go girl say, hey, hey, I myself, hey, hey. Fill up the drink for me, fill up the tank for me, so put something in the bank for me. Myself a sponsor.
Baby girl, I like the way I told the Louis bag. The boy tell him got $1 million swag. We getting money, all about the dollar. Poppy need pants like I'm popping my collar. Hit her on Twitter so she can follow me. If later on you get with me, we gon' end up on Senior Z. I'm so fly, fly as I can be. I can take you to go shopping and we can go out to eat. So,
all you care about is a computer. No, you don't.
Kept me alive. I pick myself back up, hold my head up high. break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. I thought I would pray. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. And I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Yes, I did. I was not built to break. No, no, I got to know my own
long for me to move on. Oh, please don't worry about heard me say it time and time again. But they would rock your world and change your life. But I can't blame them, cause you make a n***a wanna get involved, wanna get some calls. Well, I'm gonna put my bid in and get it too. No disrespect, but I want it bad as they do. The only difference is they look out for themselves, but I'm doing it just to hear you yell, yeah.
Decoder for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check on Now Love You. Stay F Station. Leave a plot featuring Ashanti. Peace.
Never knew you felt like that, baby. Never knew you felt like that. Pleasure's all mine.
When I need it, that's when I need it.
I think
It's so cute how you use me. Whenever you want sex, I'm who you come see. I'm the one you call when your body on E. You need a refill, I'm who you come see. They give you 87, I give you 93. Premium, top of the line, straight D. Say it again in my ear.
Class, you a beast.
How can one this gutter be so sweet? Whatever you want, baby, it's my treat. All I want from you is to let me go deep. I'm on call for you 7 days a week. Sex on delivery and so deep.
Oh, boy, I came to you on two occasions. And I never know one when I wanted, when I need.
When she think about me, she gets so wet. Every time she want it, she send me a text. Do I want it tonight? Baby, yes. Between her legs, she is so blessed. She's the best thing in the bed that I've met. You need a good jug, be my guest. Whatever you want, I'm at your request. Until I get to you, baby, I can't rest. All I can think about is feeling your sweat. Planning your hair and feeling your flesh. Watching you as you undress. I'm your goon, you my goonette. I'm asleep, but I feel your hand in my box. Baby, it's 5 in the morning, you rubbing on Oscar. Know if you wake him up, it's gonna be problems. I know you playing with what you want, so I won't stop it. Just let me open up my eyes so I can watch it. You want a dose of your medicine, you want to see the doctor. Gonna take them all so I can go and lock ya.